The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, as you know, and I gotta run this home because everybody, if you're not, you need to share the information. If you're not informed on this, starting January 2nd, you can listen to us live from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. We're just completely getting rid of the 11 to 1. We're getting rid of 13.845 on shortwave, going strictly to 7.490 on shortwave. That means the listeners don't have to listen to reruns on 7.490. You'll actually be able to hear the show live again, and you can call into the show. The opportunity presented itself. We took advantage of it because so many of you were asking to go back to the morning drive again. That means you can listen to Alex and everybody else after we end at 9 a.m. Central Time. So there you have it. Moving along here, we were going to tell you about this guy, SBF. He's a ripoff artist in my book. I don't know about you, but if you had money invested in FTX and you lost it all, rest assured it got given to places that Congress, you know, was trying to get to the bottom of, and they didn't want you to know. I guess that's why they arrested him. He's in a Bahamian jail. He's waived extradition to the U.S. We have Paul Bradley, co-founder and COO of GetHedge. It's a direct deposit to crypto wallet solution. And we're going to be having a conversation with Paul. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let me ask you this. As far as Bankman-Fried goes, I think most of us are, you know, would spin in his grave if we had the opportunity. Some of us might even piss on it. What are we looking at as far as his crime? They wanted to have him testify at hearings in Congress, and then he got snatched up. I really believe that part of his arrest was intentional. What's your take on it?
Well, my take is they wanted him to come voluntarily to the U.S. and testify. That's where they would arrest him, and he didn't. So they're going to have to extradite him.
Right, but he's waived that. The thing that bothers me, though, is that they wanted him to come to testify before Congress, and the guy was on TV all over the place basically admitting to everything he did, and they just wanted him to open up a Pandora's box. I think the Republican hierarchy was looking at the idea of having SBF get in front of them and testify where the money went to all those Democratic candidates. And they also wanted to know, who are the Republican candidates you gave that money? I think they really wanted to know that, don't you?
Of course they do. But he's obviously posturing. He's a he-centric kind of guy. He's all about Sam. And so I think all of that became his defense posturing. And he's in some deep trouble right now. So I don't know that I would go to Congress if I know what I had done and it was that bad. I don't know that I would be that may be too much.
All right. So now you've got a video out, I believe, regarding the FTX scandal that people can go watch.
I do not have a video out. I've been on the news talking about it out and such. But for the most part, we try to remain neutral and third party. We're still a financial fiduciary, and I don't want to go stir up waters where I don't need to stir up waters.
I got you. Well, here's the thing, though. There is a video out there, FTX founder arrested. Is there more to his crime? And you see, here again, here's the media's take on how we can spread, you know, more vile information about somebody. This is exactly what they did to Kyle Rittenhouse after he defended himself and the Blue State prosecutor decided to go after him and accuse him of murdering these people and assaulting others. And it's just like, no, the kid was defending himself. Now, here again, if they can sully the waters and convict this guy in the media, you know, this is what they constantly do. They did it to Waco. They did it to Ruby Ridge. And now here we are. And the problem with FTX is people who were actually into cryptocurrency all of a sudden now are discouraged by it but you have come up with a different method of protecting assets, right?
Well, I haven't come up with it personally. We have consolidated all of the consumer-friendly and really true what we consider innovations of blockchain. They're there to protect people and not to allow what happened at FTX. Very true. You had FTX, had cryptocurrency, and there was fraud, massive amounts of fraud. But keep in mind how that fraud took place. You took your cryptocurrency and you assigned it to that, to Sam, basically, in hindsight, but you assigned it to an FTX account, and they are the fiduciary. You trust them like a bank, an unregulated bank, to hold your funds. And like an unregulated bank, has power and money ultimately, historically, always corrupt. On average, right? Not every time. But historically, with leadership, you have bad decision-making. It happened with Celsius, which was another blockchain exchange, centralized holding firm, where you made all this money on top of your money, too good to be true. It happened to Voyager. I believe it happened to BlockFi. The examples were, it became so expensive after FTX led the way in marketing, advertisement, and customer acquisition. It became impossible to please your investors because ultimately FTX was cheating. They were rigging it to their favor, and they were paying exorbitant amounts of money to politicians, to movie stars, to football players, to stadiums, and it really skewed. Oh man, it's expensive. It made it expensive to where you couldn't even communicate your message. There's so much flash and sizzle that people forgot or never got the message. Blockchain has many facets to it, but it's, you probably don't want to gamble with it. And at the very end of the day, if you want to make sure you're safe, you need to store the core of your holdings in a self-custody hardware, a hardware wallet, a free self-custody wallet. There are lots of places you can go where you have control of your funds and others do not. And that's the technology marvel.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Paul. I've been telling people to go run on the banks, especially the big ones, because I don't trust them either after the last foreclosure debacle, and now it's happening again. And they're in denial. People are in denial. I mean, we're looking at 300,000 potential foreclosures just in the state of California alone. Right now, I'm reviewing files of over 14,000 existing foreclosures in the state of California alone. And, you know, it's like people have a hard time even holding on to money now. And I've not been a very big fan of cryptocurrency. I've gotten out of the markets completely. I understand the concept of fiat. I understand the concept of Ethereum. Last year when blockchain came out, or the year before, it was actually in late 2020, they started pushing blockchain on people. My co-host of my other radio program in Florida and I were like dead set against it, talking about the fact that blockchain could be misused and abused. This is just, to me, I have a hard time trusting crypto at all. What can you say to people like me to get them to understand? Maybe it's my lack of understanding of how it actually works, but you have a direct deposit at GetHedge. What's so different about that? I understand now, you put your money in a bank and it becomes the property of the bank. You put your money in GetHedge and it's still your property. Have I got that right?
Yeah, I mean, on the most basic term, that's correct. You can, and it's digital, right? So you can, you're able to. So let me back up and let me kind of tackle some of your, and have some foundation for the next few sentences. I will be discussing, when I use examples, unless I specifically don't or use a different coin, Bitcoin. All right. So I want to talk about Bitcoin specifically, not the 30,000, who knows what's all out there in relation to this conversation. So I understand. I've been in your concerns about cryptocurrency. It is scary. I had a chance to buy in the early years where it was $10 each, and ultimately I had to wire money overseas, and that was a deal killer for me. I didn't trust it, so I didn't do it. I wish I had. But regardless, the technology of Bitcoin makes it to where it's decentralized, so that's an important, unique thing. No one can come and censor it and take it from you. It's everywhere. So that's a really important theme. And the second hammer of Bitcoin is the ability to self-custody that and keep it on your own. So if they went in and audited your exchange and you have your custody to yourself, everyone who trusted that exchange, the Voyager, the Celsius, the FTX, they all lose their money and they're in bankruptcy settlement, and they're delusional that they think they're going to get their money back. Years from now, they may get 20 cents on the dollar if they're lucky, right? So that's where we can really make a difference. So at GitHedge, what you're able to do is sign up for a free service. You get issued a unique bank account, U.S. bank account. None of this is overseas, right? A U.S. bank account, publicly traded bank, in your name, and you can send direct deposit funds there. You know, let's start at $100 a paycheck or $25 a paycheck. The idea is to get some exposure through dollar cost averaging, DCA, dollar cost averaging. I encourage your listeners to look that up. It's a very, very powerful layman's tool that I personally use and I've had a lot of success with. Okay? I've been in this market for about 5 years. And before that, I was in banking and fintech, and I've had some very successful fintech products over the last 25 years. So this is not anything that's mysterious to me, right? So just moving, think of buying Bitcoin as buying a euro or buying a yen. That's a very similar process it goes through. So it's not some sort of a mystical portal it goes through. You just exchange it. You exchange your $20. You get $20 worth of spot price of Bitcoin, and then you go add it to your wallet every time. And the magic is you don't have to do it yourself. We have athletes, we have personalities, we have all kinds of fun people that sign up for the service, and every payday they just get a little bit of Bitcoin or a little bit of Litecoin or a little bit of Ethereum or a little bit of stablecoin, and you add it to your wallet that you control. And the theory is, if you look back, Bitcoin is on a four-year cycle. And there's a lot of people that say, no, it's not. But if you look, yes, it is. Every 4 years, there's an event called the halving. And it changes the dynamic of the pricing for that next cycle. So it's engineered money. It doesn't depreciate. It appreciates. And, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. So as long as you understand that you potentially your fiat dollars in the bank, you are at risk of having them frozen, moved, leaned on. You know, it's there. They filter it before it gets to you. If you hold your own piece, people like to call Bitcoin digital gold. Imagine if you could email a bar of gold to someone. Very, very similar to that.
Okay. The website is gethedge.io. And also there's another website, Cornerstone Global MGT, I'm assuming management.com. I'm kind of curious. There's a couple of questions that listeners probably are going to ask me, and that's, Dave, would you do it? And it's like, well, I got to ask myself a couple of serious questions first. One, does the government ever have access to that, or can it ever get access to that account, that wallet? Secondly, if I go into bankruptcy for any reason, which people are going to start doing, because it's going to happen when this market, this foreclosure market is going to implode on America in the near future. We're going to have another one of these cycles.
There are a lot of non-believers.
I understand. They're all a lot in denial. People are have this, you know, cloud over their head. I'm just wondering whether or not are they going to have to declare this wallet in their bankruptcy?
Okay, so that's a unique tax question. Let me answer the first one first. Can it ever be frozen? So in theory, the funds from your payroll to your bank account, it does land, even if it's in a split second, in a federally regulated bank account. So if your account is frozen ahead of time, you can divert it away. They're not going to freeze it at that exact moment, right? So if you know your accounts are being frozen, don't send it, because it will filter through it. However, if any funds that have gone through it will never be frozen, they're in your possession. That's the beauty of it, right? So then you can have an off-ramp, you can get cash, you can use it, you could have a debit card and use it. Like, you're still in the, you have procurement power. The government can't take that from you. Remember when they did that to the truckers cross-border in Canada? Bitcoin came in. This is what people were doing. They sent Bitcoin. It went cross-border in a split second directly into someone's wallet, and then the asset's there. It's an asset. So,
and
it's really
the Canadian government couldn't touch it.
That's right. So the second piece is, in a bankruptcy hearing, would you have to disclose you had Bitcoin? Legally, I would imagine you did. However, they would need your permission to access it, and you would have to give it to them willingly. They couldn't take it.
You see, and that's the downside of a lot of people, because I think what they saw it coming, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally off base here, Paul, but, you know, people were using Bitcoin to hide assets. Now, is that a fair statement? Were they doing that before?
So you can launder money on it historically. So I could go buy a bunch of Bitcoin cash, send it cross border and buy something. And people thought you couldn't trace that transaction because it's digital and it just goes in the cloud. There was a horrible event where a lot of, similar to FTX, but it was hacked, called Mt. Gox. It was some card game and everybody played it with Bitcoin. It's like poker or something. And there have been tremendous industry that has grown from that, that can now go on chain, which means you get on the Bitcoin open ledger and you can see every transaction. So in reality, if somebody were to forensically go after you with Bitcoin and you just had a wallet and used it and thought no one can see it, you're wrong. They can see it.
Okay. So there's transparency there. We just had a caller, as a matter of fact, Paul, ask what's your thoughts on when the next up cycle for Bitcoin is going to take place.
So there are two answers to that. I believe there's going to be a medium range and a 2005 peak. So there's a four-year cycle in Bitcoin, and this isn't financial advice. It's historical evidence. There's a four-year cycle, and typically about a year, just a year out, so 12 plus months out from that halving, there is an uptick in the market, because that's generally where the lows are. And that would be the first quarter of 2023. So potentially in 2023, there could be an uptick in Bitcoin, but it's not going to be the big granddaddy rally. The big granddaddy rally comes every 4 years, and that's in 2025. You have peaks because once the halving occurs, and the halving is a computer network law, I guess, that every 4 years, the Bitcoin these miners produce get cut in half overnight. So there's a squeeze, right? people need those bitcoins, and there's a lot less in circulation, and there's typically a run on them, and that drives the price up. And then the price falls and starts its next cycle.
So okay.
23, probably a bump. 25, a peak. 26, a big crash.
Wow. Well, at least, you know, I've got to wonder also about this digital currency that they keep talking about, CDBC, and how this is going to play into it. Because if they all of a sudden, like they did in Canada, they go, you know, freezing accounts, but even worse, a cashless society, and they're going to use social credit scoring. Is this particular get hedge methodology a way to fight it? Or is it, would it become a stumbling block if that ever happened and they went to cashless society? Would be a boon or a bane? What would it be?
So I would think that a cashless society is a nod to the digital world, right? Where we do embrace a digital economy. We do embrace that digital cash is faster. So that would be positive. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, perhaps, will coexist in that world because it completes a niche, an economic niche. So the government shouldn't go after it. That's always been James Bullard of the Fed's position. We're not going after it. It serves a purpose. It fills in gaps in our economy. And that is a true statement. So the centralized dollar would help the price and validity of a Bitcoin economy. It would be a hedge, right? You would still need dollars to pay for laundry, to do this, to do that, pay your taxes. Even though some counties say they take Bitcoin for taxes, they don't really. They accept it, they transfer it to U.S. dollar, and then they put it in their bank account. So the two would work really well in harmony, actually. So that's a neat piece. And have you heard this? This blows my mind. In China, I'm hearing their digital currency has an expiration date. So you have to spend your money. You can't save it. Have you heard this?
No, that's news to us. And so that's pretty shocking because now it forces people to have to liquidate their account. Wow, that's craziness. Paul, we're out of time. Wow. I know there's a lot of people out there. GetHedge.io is the website. I know you can get more questions there answered, but in the interim, it's been good having you on. At least we get to have a little more enlightenment in light of everything that happened with FTX. Thank you for this. We'll be back with our next guest after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. 3 days away from the magic holiday, but right now they're getting snow in Missouri, and the temperature is at 2 degrees, wind chill below zero. I mean, seriously, below zero. So, folks, if Missouri's getting snow right now, you know that the Arctic air mass is headed in your direction. So just to hope, like Kevin in Ohio, you got lots of firewood sitting at the ready or some way to heat your home and survive in case the power goes out. Because with the nasty weather, you know, there's going to be outages. Hopefully you're prepared for that. In the interim, we have a government that is ill-prepared for anything. including EMP and everything they should be thinking about preparing for. Oh, they're looking at their own pocketbook. They're looking at their own nest, but they don't care about everybody else. That's why we have a gentleman named Jeff Cruer who is joining us here. He is a native New Orleanian, and his award-winning program Ringside Politics airs on Saturdays from noon to 1 Central on Real America's Voice TV network and americasvoice.news, and weekdays from 7 to 11 Central on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. He's a political columnist, the author of America's Last Chance. It's a book that he's got out now that you probably want to get a hold of. He provides regular commentaries on the Jeff Cruer YouTube channel and on Cruer.net. Welcome to the show, sir.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
So now I fought the teleprompter, and the teleprompter won. We have a moron in the White House that's got the mental acuity of a two-year-old. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's an accurate statement. I mean, he is 80 years old. I mean, I know a lot of 80-year-olds that are sharp. He is not an 80-year-old man who is sharp, and he's mentally incompetent, and they won't release his mental competency test because obviously he would fail it. So we are in trouble. We're in trouble. We have an incompetent, corrupt president who was quote-unquote elected through a rigged election, and he's taken us down the road to hell.
That's why I call him Scarecrow and his sidekick Giggles, who can't complete a sentence without laughing and talking about Venn diagrams. And I'm like, really, Kamala? Which Venn diagram are you referring to? The one about Hegelian dialectic? Which one are you referring to here, Kamala? There's so many Venn diagrams out there. You sit there and just, you know, like virtually have an orgasm in your chair talking about how much you love Venn diagrams. And I'm like, Kamala, do me a favor. Shut the up. You know, would you? You know, I mean, none of this makes any sense. And you wonder how she could come out of having a 1% rating in the Democratic Party and end up being a VP running mate, and how she could be an attorney general.
You know, I think it was his insurance policy because people would say, hey, we can't get rid of him because we don't want her. That's sort of why Obama picked him. It was the insurance policy for Obama. Like, oh, my God, we can't go with Joe Biden. We got to stick with Obama. So, I mean, it happens in the past, and it happened again with this team. And we all know he didn't get 80 million votes. We all know he didn't win properly. This whole thing is a fraud. And we're in deep trouble as a country. We just had another fraudulent election in 2022. I don't believe the results in Arizona and these other states at all.
Well, apparently Carrie Lake doesn't either, because a judge is allowing her to go ahead with two counts in her suit. And so, you know, once we start uncovering the real goings on, then you got to wonder, you know, people in 2024 are going to have to start monitoring the ballot boxes. And I don't know why the Republican Party seems to think that it can just be Mr. Nicey Nice and get away with this again. Part of the bigger problem, I think, Jeff, is we have a two-party system that has totally wrecked this country, and we need a big do-over. Both parties need to go.
Well,
I have a real hard time with the GOP.
I agree. I mean, listen, I'm a former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, and I've got a huge problem with them. I think you're right. I was hoping President Trump a few years ago was going to come out and just start another party, and he didn't. I know he was toying with it. And, you know, we're stuck with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Ronna Romney and all these rhinos. And it's just they're horrible. They're worse than Democrats because they pretend to be conservatives, and they vote the same way as the Democrats. And they give us things like this $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, which is a monstrosity. Rand Paul called it an abomination. I think that's the right word.
It is. So the debt now exceeds $29 trillion, according to the show notes. And 94 million Americans are, what, not working?
Right, outside of the workforce. I saw a report the other day that said that people in certain states make over $100,000 a year not working, just on government assistance. So I guess the incentive is just don't work.
Wow. This cannot last forever, because at some point in time, the central banks, the IMF, and all the cartels are going to want to collect on their what they've loaned.
Right. I mean, exactly right. I cannot imagine this lasting much longer. What is the official debt is what, $31.6 trillion? But then you add all the unfunded liabilities and our real debt. I mean, we're talking about over $100 trillion. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. And then what we're doing in this omnibus bill, just spending money on this and that, and another $100 billion for Ukraine, and president of Ukraine comes here, demands more money. Okay, we'll throw more billions at that war. It's insanity.
Why do you think, and you may have a handle on this because I am still, and many of our listeners are still puzzled about it, why do you think that our Congress is so set on writing checks its body can't cash? Is it because they don't care about the end game, the end result, or what?
I think it's a combination of some things. I think they do feel like they can get away with everything because the government will just print more money. They think that that's a way to buy votes and buy power, just give everybody some money so they can get reelected. The consequences are going to be down the road, so they figure they'll be gone by then. So, yeah, it's irresponsible. It's a height of irresponsibility, what they're doing. I don't think we can give money to any foreign country until we take care of our own bills. And I don't see how we can support any kind of omnibus bill that has spending that we can't pay for. So I think it's a dereliction of duty. I mean, anybody going along with this, I think, is betraying really their constituents.
Well, the real problem that I've got is we have a southern border that is totally left unchecked, yet they want to give millions and millions of dollars to Jordan, Lebanon, and everybody in the Middle East for border security. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Our priorities are all messed up, and now we're sending $110 billion to our Ukrainian porn star wannabe. And I got a real problem with sending money over after we just got out of Afghanistan. They're shoving us in another war. And now we risk getting nuked.
Right.
What happens? You got Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, Jeff, opens his mouth and says, we got to get rid of Putin. That's the only way the Ukraine war is going to end, is we got to get rid of Putin. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did you just make a veiled threat against a sitting president of Russia, Lindsey Graham? You need some dental work done, Lindsey. What in the hell did you just do getting on media? And don't think right. Vladimir didn't hear it, because he did. So, I mean, what do you want? You want a nuclear war, Lindsey? Is that what you want? You want him to?
I think some of these crazies do. I mean, I don't know. When I was in school, I remember the Democrats as the peaceniks. They wanted to negotiate. They wanted peace talks. They wanted us to bend over backwards for the Soviet Union. Now, the Democrats are in a sort of a unholy alliance with the neocons, and they're for every war all over the place. I mean, war here, war there, military spending, send our military here, grow our military involvement, expand NATO up until the Russian border, provoke the Russians. It's like they're constantly saber-rattling, and it's the conservatives are the ones who are like, hey, let's focus on America. Let's bring the troops home. Let's focus on our border. Let's spend our money on our own people. They want to neglect our own citizens and be global policemen and go around and, as you say, build borders security for other countries and totally neglect our own border security.
Well, there's
the reason Trump
for that.
won the election in 2016, it's that message of America first that resonated, that helped him win.
I think it's still resonating. It's just that I think that we, the people, got ripped off in the last election when they put Biden in there, and everybody knows it. And every time that you try to open your mouth, the justice system turns around and proceeds to, target you. And you're not just an election denier. Now you're a domestic terrorist, and you're trying to upset the apple cart. And they're using the term democracy. It's a constant among both parties. Last time I checked, we have a constitutional republic. I don't know what the hell, where these people went wrong. I have a real problem with it. They don't want to abide by the Constitution at all. They want to find every Article I administrative way to get around the Constitution and make excuses for everybody. And then when we look at the Constitution, we say, wait a minute, our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, what about this 10 square mile area called Washington, D.C., where the real jurisdiction is, but then they want to include and encompass all 50 states in this. And I got a real problem with this.
Well, yeah, we're like in Orwellian nightmare. We really are. It's like everything is upside down. And you're right. They're spewing lies. They're weaponizing the government. They're telling us we have something that we don't have. We don't have a democracy. You're 100% right. We have a constitutional republic. They won't say it. Both parties are saying democracy, democracy. And it's basically, you know, one set of rules and regulations for us, another set for you. They're going to weaponize the government against us. They're going to suppress us. We're not going to be able to have our freedom of speech. Our rights are being trampled on, and then we're the enemy of the state for trying to speak out against this injustice. It's scary times in America today. Scary, scary times in America. We've got problems galore, and you look up in Washington, and there are only a few fighters, only a few that have the guts to really call it like it is. And in the media, so many of them are co-opted. So many of them spew the same sort of Lindsey Graham nonsense. And I really think the majority of Americans can see what's going on. But a lot of people, I think, after January 6th are afraid of speaking out. And, of course, that's what the government, that's what these agencies wanted. They wanted to suppress these sentiments.
Well, yeah, and you got $2.63 billion in the omnibus bill that's there to support further prosecutions related to January 6th and domestic terrorism cases, which could include us. You know, you speak out, hey, you're a domestic terrorist, and we need to, you know, there is no, you know, freedom of thought, freedom of speech. I mean, we've had several people like Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, and others on the show that say once freedom of speech dies, the killing starts. You agree with that?
I mean, yeah, you look at all these totalitarian nations across the world, and that's true. You look at history, and that's true. And we've been the exception because of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, our founding documents. And now we have people in authority that are condemning our founders, condemning our institutions, our traditions, our founding documents, these precious rights we have. So it's an assault on everything, an assault on our family, an assault on our faith, assault on our founding, assault on our principles. And we're in a multi-pronged battle right now with these evil enemies of freedom. And the problem is they're here. They're in power within our government, within our media, within our corporations, within our universities, within our schools, within these sports leagues. I mean, they're all over the place.
Well, you've had conversations in your own circles, Jeff. I mean, what are people saying? I get people telling me they're stocking up on food, guns, and ammo because they see this coming, and it isn't pretty. I mean, what is your listener base saying?
You know, we've got a lot of folks that are doing that and a lot of folks that are still hoping that we can somehow turn it around peacefully and through political activity, and others that have said, hey, it's lost. It's time now to, you know, just to prepare for the worst. So you have sort of a split opinion on how bad this is going to get. But all you have to do is look at the border and see the invasion going on and nothing happening. That should alarm everybody. I mean, that's unsustainable. That's the destruction of our country. And that's being allowed and promoted by this administration. We went from 2 years ago having a secure border to now having an absolute catastrophe. So, yeah, it's a challenging time for people that want to be optimistic about our country, because there's not too much to be optimistic about when you look at where things are going.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. This is something, and I'm being sarcastic about it, because, I mean, how can you have a Merry Christmas when you turn on the TV and you hear the same garbage over and over and over again? And I'm really convinced that the more that they can keep us divided, and because of fear-mongering, this panic about the pandemic, the insanity is still there, and you have to start wearing masks again. And it's like, oh, come on, please. You fooled us once. And you got Fauci, and Fauci all of a sudden now is having Watergate moments. I can't remember. I don't recall. Hey, but Dr. Anthony Mengele, we have you here on videotape spewing all this garbage, and Burks in her latest book is a tell-all that they have made all this stuff up. The six-foot distancing rule and the mask wearing and all this stuff was just made up. Oh, we got to stop the spread, so let's lock everything down and stupefy your kids. You know, it's like, yeah, let's all sit around and watch Harry Potter movies. Yeah, I mean, this is just, it's insane. And with the kids, you know, they're getting sicker by the minute. And now they want to give kids the booster. So, I mean, now we've got the flu season. Now we have the triple dip. You know, what's next? The boogeyman in the closet?
You know, the only thing I can say that I think is a positive is that, you know, we've lived through 3 years of this insanity and all of this nonsense. And I think people are wiser now. And I don't think people are falling in line to all of this fear mongering like they were in the beginning. So you don't have the kind of people getting the boosters that they want. People are resisting. We do have a good attorney general here in Louisiana that has led the fight with the attorney general in Missouri and some other states to fight back against these mandates. And we've gotten some court victories. So that's an encouraging thing. You know, that there are some victories out there. I mean, they're not enough, but there are some. And I think the truth is getting out there about this vaccine. And I think more and more people are waking up because seeing their family and friends die and they get sick. And then the common denominator to a lot of this is that they got the vaccine.
It is. And of course, they're in denial. I have friends of mine that died. They got the shot. 48 hours later, they're dead. And the rest of the family is like, oh, it couldn't have been the vaccine. And then they go out after we told them, please do yourself a favor. Have an autopsy, find out if he's got these big blood clots going on in his system from the first jab, because it was the second one that killed him. Oh, no, we're going to cremate him and just be done with it and sweep it under the rug. And then we find out 3 weeks later she went and got the jab. And I'm like, all right, see, you got to be done with people like this, because stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump says. And it's just one of these things where we've been brainwashed ever since this fear-mongering started, and half the country is living in a dream state. They cognitive dissonance. They believe everything their government tells them. People nobody's given up. It's just that they look at the other 50% of America. 50% don't trust the government. That's pretty scary damn statistics. The other 50% just blindly, hey, we're getting a paycheck from Uncle Sam. What, me worry? You know, I can see, you know, the Alfred E. Newman come out. I'm not happy about it. Half our listeners are not happy about it. And so, you know, if you want to chime in, we got a couple of minutes left over, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to Jeff Cruer, he's here. He's been on all of the majors, NPR, Fox News, CNN. I'm just kind of curious as to political analysis here, because I majored in poli-sci in college as well. And I look at people say, Dave, you're not a libertarian. I go, look, I espouse the part of libertarianism where you push the red button, you blow up your enemy and go on about your business and stop interfering in everybody else's problems and fix your own first. We're looking at a deep state. Are they afraid of Trump? I mean, he put Bill Barr in charge, and Bill Barr is part of this deep state. I mean, come on.
Trump is a mixed bag. I mean, I love almost all of his policies. I love his fighting spirit. I love his political incorrectness. I love the America First and Make America Great Again and all of that. Although he's had some horrible appointments. I mean, horrible appointments. And you look at Jeff Sessions, you look at Rex Tillerson, you look at Reince Priebus, John Kelly, Bill Barr. I mean, we could General Mattis. I mean, so many, one bad appointment after the next, and he was fighting with his own appointments. So he made it so much more difficult for himself because of the people that he appointed. Christopher Wray, I mean, what a disaster Christopher Wray is. And then he listened to Anthony Fauci and listened to these COVID maniacs during the beginning of the crisis. So, and then he likes Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House, and I can't stand Kevin McCarthy. At least he doesn't like Mitch McConnell. I mean, at least he's right on Mitch McConnell. So he's sort of been a mixed bag as far as the people he surrounds himself with. But I do, I like his fighting spirit. I like his gut instincts. And I like his platform. But I don't like what surrounds him.
Well, a lot of it has to do with people, you know, getting up next to him and stoking his ego, because he's got a big one of those, too. And it's a bigger problem when you let that get in the way. And every time I see him out there speech making, he's patting himself on the back. And it's like, look, sir, we already know what you did. Now, what's your plan in the future if we reelect you? And how are we going to be able to reelect you when the other side is fighting us about fair elections. We cannot have a decently run constitutional republic if they're going to steal the elections over and over and over. We're going to have another 4 years of the same nonsense. And hope to God it's not Hillary in the White House.
Well, she wants that. And, you know, some people say Michelle Obama's looking at it. Who knows? I mean, all of them are horrible. Gavin Newsom. I mean, all of them are horrible. And there's no reason why we should be doing any of the mail-in ballots. I mean, there's no reason why we should be doing any COVID emergency. All the drop boxes have to go. These machines are a big problem. We should be voting on paper, day of election, voter ID, end of story. Even France does that. Yeah.
I think everybody, all my listening base right now on shortwave, AM, FM, and online are agreeing with everything you just said as far as bring back the paper ballot. Even Ron DeSantis said that. We don't really have, other than DeSantis, we don't really have any other candidates besides Trump that could fill the bill on the GOP ticket, which that's scary in of itself.
You know, I like a lot of what Rand Paul says. I like a lot of what Josh Hawley says. I like those two guys in the Senate. I like the Freedom Caucus leaders, people like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and some of these people in the House. But as far as like a national figure, it looks like it's either going to be Trump or DeSantis for the Republicans. And I don't even know what's going to happen with Trump. I mean, they're throwing everything at him. I mean, they're trying to take him down like crazy. And he's going to have to navigate through all of that. But, you know, their Trump derangement syndrome is so over the top that it helps Trump. I mean, he gets attacked so much that it backfires on them. It just makes him stronger, really, the more they go after him.
It does. All right. So we've got like 1 minute left in this segment, and the name of the book is America's Last Chance. Where can you get it?
I would just direct people to go to my website, Dave. It's my last name, crewere.net, crewere.net, and they can learn about my show and the book and all the different things I'm involved in. I'd love to have people get on board. Join my social media and my YouTube channel and everything right there.
There you go. Jeff Crewere, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Talk show host and political analyst Dave Krieger with you on Friday segment tomorrow. We will be back. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it, if you can hold on to it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.